Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is sponsored by the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin, and his message is entitled, When It Seems Like Your Sky Is Falling, and comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so kindly, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. I want to thank also the Church of Christ in that region, but more so the Church of Christ that's taking care of this program, the sponsoring, Grace Nurture, Grace View Congregation. We're so thankful that you, all these years, have really stood behind this ministry, and so you can see to its perpetuation. For this, we all need to be eternally grateful. I'm reminded years ago in grade school, we learned a little story about this little animated character way back in the 1800s by the name of Chicken Little. Chicken Little was primarily, I might say, a procrastinator or attention seeker. And he was walking one day and came underneath a oak tree, and an acorn fell and struck him on his head. And he went running wild and frantically saying that the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And of course, he influenced a lot of folk to come and see where the sky was falling, what was going on, man. People thought he had lost his mind. Momentarily, he had. But over a period of time, he always would go and say his sky is falling. And to him, his sky was falling. To others, he had pretty much lost his mind. Many people today realize that this is an animated folklore, but many people today, God has fallen, and convincing others that this God has fallen. But in reality, perhaps it hasn't, but there is something going on there that needs to be looked into and discovered and found out and treated. It seems like as a preacher from time to time, you try to put forth ministries that you know that would benefit the church. And it seems like no one seems to be interested. Those who are interested show up late, leave early, show no real interest while they're there. And you wonder, and then look, the church needs to grow, but how can I cause it to grow when it seems like no one is interested? Seems like through this moment of to find an excuse to perpetually hide behind the fact that COVID is out there, and it is out there, and it's still killing people. But it just seems like people are taking advantage of this to have an excuse to not to recommit themselves to the work of the church. It also seems as though children have lost interest in Sunday school because adults have lost interest in Sunday school. So I'm just speaking this morning from a preacher's perspective, and I know as church members and parents, co-workers, your job, and seem like you can't seem to get promotion or seem like nobody's talking to each other on the job. There's no real cooperation. Production is down. It just seem like madness is on the uprise. These things can be construed as your sky is falling. And so one day when Chicken Little got all his gang together and they came, and of course there's many versions of this story, and they was gathered around the spot where he said that his sky had fallen. They was there gathering around, talking, and he was really going on and on, ranting about what happened. And the acorn fell and hit someone else on the head. And then from that point on, they realized why he said his sky was falling. Corn hit him in a spot where it kind of dazzled him, caused him to become delusional. And there are things that are minor to some and major to others that cause us to lose our focus, lose our grip, lose our progress in life. I want to encourage you this morning that when that occurs, that we need to look up to Jesus. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, begins the answer to the challenge, chapter 2, wherein the Christians were being bewitched or being tricked or fooled to believe that the philosophy of men was the answer to life's questions. How can a person be made whole? But the answer wasn't philosophy. It was the gospel of Christ. And Paul goes through chapter 1, 2, and goes into chapter 3 to try to convince the members that let no man beguile you. Let no man bewitch you. Let no man deceive you. be aware, let no man cause you to believe that you are not whole unless you embrace the philosophy of man. And Paul argues that being whole can only be made by Jesus Christ. So as we get into chapter 3, he comes back and he says, look, if ye then, or since ye have been risen in Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not things on the earth, because your life is hid in Christ. And when Christ comes again, you will be risen with him, each of us. That when it seems like our sky is falling, let us look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us continue to trust in the Lord. Let us not become frantic-y and panicky, running around complaining and whining that, oh, it's woe is me. Everything I touch seems to turn to mud. My sky is falling. Oh, it's going to be an eternal downpour. It would ever stop raining in my life. It's been my practice for many years in ministry. And believe me, it's not all roses when it comes to preaching the word of God and working with people. You have to, as a minister, often satisfy 100 to 150 minds each Sunday. You try to reach with your message different issues in different people's lives. You try to make phone calls to encourage people to come to Bible study, come back to church. You try to get people to initially give their life to Christ. You have your own children who are struggling in their faith, and your spouse is wondering how much you're going to take off of these people, and you're wondering how much you can bear, and you're wondering, can you provide for your retirement? You're wondering, can you take a real vacation? You're always wondering, you know, when my great day is going to come. And you can easily happen to preachers who could only appear to them that their sky is falling. And so let us take this message today, whether you be a preacher, an elder, a deacon, a preacher's wife, or a good faithful sister, a brother in Christ. You're going through all a magnitude of challenges in your life, your health, your marriage. It may appear that your sky is falling, but the only true remedy is look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the only one can make your skies blue and your rainy days fade away. No one else, nothing else. Yes, you may have a bank full of money, but yet and still things just not right. Because if Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, then he is the way, the truth, and the life. If Jesus says, come to me all you labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Then only Jesus can make your burdens light. He's the only one that can make it so that your sky isn't falling. May God bless you, and may he keep you as we pray. Merciful God, we're thankful for this day. Thank you for all those who have been challenged by life's episodes and their feeling that in their hearts of hearts that their sky is falling. Just as Chicken Little was only imagining that his sky was falling, that it was an unknown incident that occurred. And once he got the answer, now he was faced with realizing that his sky isn't falling. It's the same with us today. And the Father, that we realize what the real source, oftentimes is sin, oftentimes a lack of prayer, oftentimes a lack of trust in you. For this, we ask for your forgiveness and grant us more understanding than what we imagine to be our sky's falling, and it isn't. So we want to thank you and the Father for this great day. Promote our cause and we promote your cause. Lift us up when we're falling down. Give us the heart and the mind and soul to carry on in spite of the appearance of our sky is falling. Let's say amen.